Chapter 1. To Africa. The ship that was carrying me away from England to Africa in the autumn of 1938 was called the SS Mantola. It was an old ship with an engine that made the cups on the table shake. The journey from London to Mombasa in Kenya took 2 weeks, and on the way we visited Marseille, Malta, Port Said, Suez, Port Sudan, and Aden. Today you can fly to Mombasa in just a few hours. You do not stop anywhere, but you see nothing. In those days, travelling took longer, but it was wonderful. I was going to East Africa because I had a job there with the Shell Company, a business that sold fuel. It was a long way from home, and I had to stay for 3 years before I could visit England. I was 22 years old when I left England, and I did not plan to see my family again until I was 25. For me, the journey on the ship was very interesting, but the most interesting thing was the other people. In the 1930s, Britain still had a large empire, and many British people lived in its countries. The ship was full of these people, and they were the strangest group I have ever met. On the SS Mantola, almost everybody had their own strange ways. I will tell you about a few of these people. On the ship, there was a man who got up very early every morning to run. He ran around the deck, the outside area of the ship, every day. Quite normal, you might say, but how he did it was not normal. One day, I woke up very early. I was lying on my bed and looking out of the round window. The Mediterranean Sea was calm and blue, and a bright yellow sun was beginning to appear. It was wonderfully quiet. Suddenly, a naked man appeared on the deck outside my window, then disappeared as quickly. I could not believe it. Surely the man was not real. The deck was so empty and quiet. But then, a moment later, the naked man ran past again. Yes, he was wearing no clothes at all. Not a thing. He was as naked as the day he was born. This time I sat up quickly, climbed off my bed, and put my head out of the window. Soon the naked man ran towards me for a third time. He was short and a bit fat, and he had a big black moustache on his face. When he saw me, he waved a hairy arm and called to me, "Come on, my boy! Come and join me for a run! Get some sea air into your body!" Now I could see that the man was Major Griffiths. Just last night, I sat next to him at dinner. He was a major, an important army man, and he told me about his life in India. I decided to say something to Major Griffiths when he ran past again. I wanted to show him that I did not care that he was naked. Here he came again. But wait a minute. What was this? There was someone with him. Another person was running with the major and was as naked as he was too. What was happening on this ship? Did all the men get up early and run naked around the deck? The two people came closer. The second one looked like a woman. It was a woman. A naked woman. I could see now that this was Mrs. Major Griffiths herself. Come, the Major called to me. If the little wife can do it, so can you. 50 times round the deck is only 4 miles. Lovely morning, I said quietly as they ran past. Beautiful day. 2 hours later, I was sitting at the breakfast table opposite the Major and his wife. I did not know where to look, and I tried to act normally. Ha! Cried the Major suddenly. You're the young man who had his head out of the window this morning. Who, me? I said, keeping my nose down in my breakfast. Yes, you! Cried the Major. I never forget a face. I was just getting some air. You were getting more than that, the Major cried. You were getting a look at the wife. That's what you were doing. All 8 people at our table became quiet and looked at me. I felt my face turn red. I'm not surprised, continued the Major, and he gave his wife an enormous smile. My wife is very beautiful. He gave her another smile. Oh, shut up, Bonzo, his wife said, but she was enjoying the conversation. At home in India, the Major said to me, I play 6 chukkas every morning before breakfast. I can't do that on the ship, you know, so I have to run. I did not know this game of chukkas, but I was very happy to change the conversation. Why can't you do it? I asked. Why can't I do what? The Major said. Play chukkas on the ship, I replied. The Major stared at me with wide eyes. He thought I was stupid. Are you saying that you have never played polo? He said. Oh, polo, I said. Polo is a very old ball game from Central Asia. Players ride horses, and 7.5 minutes of play is called a chukka. That is what he was talking about. Yes, of course, polo. We played it at school, on bikes, I told the Major. Now the Major stared at me with hate, and his face turned bright red. After that, neither he nor his wife spoke to me, because they thought that I was laughing at their special game. East Africa.